Here's what it actually looks like, or sounds like, to take off and land on the world's shortest commercial runway, by Talia Avakian. Landing a plane is no easy feat, let alone trying to do it on the world's shortest runway. This is what the pilots over at Wynn Air have to do, transporting passengers to and from a 400-meter, roughly 1,300-feet runway on the tiny Caribbean island of Saba. But along the rocky terrain of the island, the narrow runway sits in between cliffs on one end and the blue waters of Cove Bay on the other, making for a nail-biting landing and takeoff experience. A recent video uploaded by Just Planes shows just what that looks like, from the quick stops the pilot has to make when landing on the runway to what it looks like to take off from the short airstrip. The runway at Saba's Wanko'i Yoruskin Airport was built on one of the only grounded areas found on the island, according to Saba's tourism board, and currently holds the Guinness World Record for the world's shortest commercially serviceable runway. Tourism board representatives state that pilots can even land on the runway from both sides, depending on the wind conditions of each day, swinging the plane as far as 180 degrees when they reach the end of the runway to prepare for their liftoff. Only a 15-minute flight from St. Martin, the island is home to prime scuba diving and mountain scenery. Today, Saba has flights that depart four times a week throughout the year, though Windward Express Airways also offers travelers charter flights to and from the islands that sit near Saba.